Then he said, in him was what?
Life.
What was in him?
Life.
In him was what?
Life.
Is that right?
Yes.
Verse 4 said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. This life is the light of men. Skip on down to verse 14. And what happened? And the word was made flesh and dwelled among us. This in the beginning was the word with God, the word was God, was made flesh. He, the word, Jesus, is the word. Say that with me. Jesus
is
the living word.
He was made flesh
and walked among us. Okay. So it said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt where? Among us. And we did what? We beheld his glory. Notice what they beheld. We beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. In the glory, in the glory, you'll get a story. In the glory, you can tell a brand new story. In the glory, you can see things. In the glory, that's so full of joy. In the glory. So it was in the glory. We beheld his glory that brought a brand new story. We heard things in the glory and seen things in the glory that we never seen before.
Yes.
Now watch. Listen what it says here. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, what? Full of grace and truth. What was he full of? He was full of grace and truth. Well, I'll come back to that in a minute. Let's read Proverbs 107, verse 20. It says, he sent his word and did what? What did it? He sent his word. What did he send?
His word.
And what did his word do? Heal them and what else? Not only did he heal them, but what else did he do? And deliver them from. And deliver them from. What? Destruction. What did he? The word. The word. John 6:63. We will revisit thee, but let me read them so you can be ready next Sunday. Because you will have read them too. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickens, make alive. It is the Spirit that quickens. That word quicken means make alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are who?
Spirit.
And they are life. I may be able to get to this point, but let's move on. What are they? They are spirit and they are life. Now, what most people, I say most, some people, this is the way they perceive a Sunday morning service or coming to church. And I don't know if they go this far. You expect me to cook one meal and feed it to you, and you live all week long on it till you get back next Sunday. Now, don't get offended. I'm just saying, about to say something kind of funny. No wonder you're so bony. That means you're looking for me to come to the house and cook it. That's what I'm going to have to do. No. What Sunday morning service is to bring forth enough truth so you can get enough light, so you can get enough insight. It can inspire you enough that the revelation, the anointing that's on it, that's the reason why. I don't want to get up and preach a dry, dead message. All I'm doing is doing a little old talk. I need to be anointed, and you need to be anointed. I need to be anointed to preach it, and you need to be anointed to hear it. And it will inspire you, and it will create in you a hunger, a thirst. And a person that's hungry and thirsty is going to look for something to satisfy the hunger and the thirst. Am I right about it? Amen.